When somebody dies, what will happen? Now, this gentleman, the alien, is asking a question again. When somebody dies, what will happen? You will do a lot of funny stuff, right? I don't understand. But anyhow, life goes on and nobody cares. Because it could be forgotten in time, right? As if that fellow doesn't exist. So if the fellow goes out of connection and relationship with all of us, practically he's dead to us. So what? Let it be. All the problem and all the messages are here for all of us to connect or to disconnect. Vizier talks about it and he did something that the cheating amazingly is here, but you didn't notice it. He did something else. He said Jesus is in the fourth sky, right? What did he? What kind of Jesus is this one? Where is Jesus? As far as we could know and understand, not believe. But we hear that Jesus, in a way, is here or was here, and in another way, is in heaven with his Father. Right? What is he doing in between? Which is the fourth one. He should be at the first or the seventh. Why is he at the middle? Was he a middle man? In the fourth sky. What is in the fourth sky? Sun.
Shams.
Yes, sun. You know why? Sun is, we are the third planet, okay? But when we look in the sky, the first thing is the moon. Then there are those two. Then there is sun. So it's in the fourth sky. That's how it goes. And guess what? Sun was the symbol of what? Of knowledge, right? The light. And suddenly from that fourth sky, I remember another story, which is as valid as Jesus' story. It belongs to another prophet, Muhammad. When Gabriel was sent to him as a limousine to carry him to the heaven, imagine Gabriel comes down because Gabriel has the wing and she's a lady. Wing and the lower portion of her body is a horse. So Muhammad will jump on. There is no saddle, nobody could saddle the Gabriel. So Muhammad will hang on to her hair. They're falling down. Grab the hair to climb up. Up to here, you hear a very lovely story, and some of them maybe didn't make sense yet. We'll come to all those later. But for the moment, this Gabriel will go to the fourth sky and will say, excuse me, Mr. Muhammad, this is my limit. Further than this, my wings will burn. So you have to walk the rest of the path. What kind of limousine is that to take you to the middle of the road? Then there is another funny question over there. If Gabriel wants to avoid being burned, he should stop at the third one, not the fourth one, which is the sun. So he's already burned. Yeah. Gabriel is knowledge, right? He's the angel of knowledge. He brings the knowledge to all prophets. So the adjective of knowledge to us is Gabriel. And the limit of knowledge is the fourth sky. Light. Seeing, knowing. But there are things beyond that. The first four relate to reality. So there is a middle station. You know what's the middle station? The fourth one? Oh, it's the very amazing one, is Estighna, is to wish for righteousness and becoming rich. That is step that we'll come back later to. But for the moment, he says, this Jesus is at the fourth sky. This is a logical Jesus. This is the Jesus in your logic. This kind of Jesus, of course, will tell you to separate yourself and do this and isolate yourself. Then there are some little words over there. They need a lot of more explanation. Maybe a little bit later, but anyhow, in one small paragraph he added that there could, this kind of interpretation could exist from something. Let's see what happened next.
How the vizier appointed each one of the emirs separately as his successor. And then he summoned those emirs one by one and conversed with each alone. He said to each one, in the religion of Jesus, thou art the vicar of God and my Khalifa. And those other emirs are thy followers. Jesus hath made all of them thy assistants. Any emir who lifts his neck sees him and either kill him or hold him captive. But do not declare this whilst I am alive. Do not seek this supreme authority until I am dead. Until I am dead, do not reveal this. Do not lay claim to sovereignty and dominion. Here is this scroll and the ordinances of the Messiah. Recite them distinctly, one by one, to his people.
Here, the word is not people, it's ummat. You know the difference between ummat and people. Ummat means the followers of a belief, actually. It's not that simple, yes?
Thus he spoke to each emir separately. There is no vicar in the religion of God except thee. He honored each one by one. Whatever he said to that, he also said to this. To each he gave one scroll. Everyone was purposely the contrary of the other. All the scrolls were different, like the forms of the letters from Yah to Aleph. The rule in this scroll was contrary to the rule in that. We have already explained this contradiction.
This contradiction was explained before, you remember, that's what I pointed out tonight. The different pieces of the logic with us, which each are made by negating another one somehow. And here he added something to it by referring to it. He said this the scrolls actually, each one opposite the other one, and that was the first thing he read. To each, he gave one scroll, everyone was purposely the contrary of the other. Okay? What do you find in the other one? The next of those scrolls was diverse, all were like the letters from Aleph to Yah. What is that? What did he give to you? Any meaning you found over there? First of all, it cannot be from Aleph to Yah. Your copy is the same, Aleph to Yah?
Yah.
No, it is Yah to Aleph. Yeah. And that's it. Means the same from Z to A. It has a meaning. It's not A to Z, it's Z to A. Because they're all backwarding each other, you remember. So they are that kind of opposite, not only from A to Z, even from Z to A, they are the opposite.